Hello.
Hey, Rocio. This is Daniel Nelson with Local Splash.
Oh, hi, Daniel. I'm good. How about you?
I'm doing great. Sorry I missed your call. I was finishing up with another client.
Don't worry. Two things. One, first is a question. We just got a call from Yelp. Since we had the page, we had to verify the page for Yelp. So now they're offering us leads. So I just wanted to make sure, because Mark was like, oh, I thought it was from Local Splash. I'm like, no, it's from Yelp.
Yeah, so the way Yelp works is it's a pay-per-click situation, but they promote Yelp's name. I highly recommend, because it's already included in your program with us, where we're doing Google Ads. So by doing Yelp, it doesn't hurt what we're doing. But you're going to get enough traction from what we're doing, so I'd recommend don't do the Yelp listing ads, you know.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I was thinking, because they told us anywhere between 600, because, yeah, like you said, it's by click, and I guess it was like $15. I was like, no, that's a lot of money.
right.
And so we just wanted to double check on that. And the second thing is that we did see on the I'm still not too familiar on dashboard, I believe.
Yes, that's right.
There two of the leads are me. That's my number, because we were trying. I was first trying it out how it would how people would listen, and then the second time is when Mark came home and I told him, "Hey, this is what clients are gonna listen to." So I was calling him on his phone.
So two
of the leads are me. And then the other one, she said he didn't get the call, but I do see it in the dashboard. And
that's
then,
the Mount Pleasant call, the 724 number?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that one, so your code to claim your Yelp business page is 7907. Let me do this. Because
this is what happened. Look, because when the guy from Yelp called, he said he got him on the voicemail that he actually didn't get the call to him.
Okay.
So that was weird. So we just wanted to make sure if we can check that to see if all the calls are going directly, because the guy said that it went straight to voicemail.
Okay.
And I told him, unless you were on a phone call, he's like, well, it shouldn't matter because I have, like, a call waiting.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So I guess we can check that out and see if there's an issue with the phone or something.
Okay.
The guy said he was trying to call. He called the number that we have on the page, and it went straight to voicemail. Yeah, that's what it was. That's why he called Mark directly to his cell phone.
Okay. I appreciate you bringing this up, because I don't want you guys to miss out on business, right? Especially since everything's starting to take off. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to have somebody from our tech team. They're going to call you as soon as they're available, and they're going to make sure your call tracking number, like everything's set up correctly, okay? So we'll be on top of it for sure. You're in a Platinum Premier package too, so they have like good eyes on your account. And they try to get to you guys as soon as possible. So just look out for that call. They're going to be calling you from our 877 number, okay?
Okay. And they'll be calling Mark or me?
I put in for them to call you. I'll put in the notes, though, if you don't answer, for them to call Mark, okay?
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you.
That way, because I know you guys
know. All righty. Thank you so much, Daniel.
All right, Rocio. Thank you so much for calling.
You're welcome. Have a good week. Thank you, too. Bye-bye.